build another one.
I love it. I tell you, you know, it's one of those things. Again, I try to count on, again, being on the Police and Fire Commission, I know our firemen and women, and I know our new recruits, I know our interns, but I don't really know anything else about any others, because you just make the assumption that they all talk, they all do the same thing, but every firefighter, you know, is unique. They have their own strengths, they bring these things, and I love hearing these stories about what you guys are working on, what you're doing, where you're going, what your thoughts are, because it's not all just tied to, I'm just here to put out a fire, spray some water on it, and go home.
No, there's a little bit more to it than that, and I mean, kudos to you for being that engaged. There's not, for you to sit in the seat that you do on the FPC there, and to be that interested in what they're doing, what the men and women of the fire department are doing, that's pretty cool that you're an ally in that capacity. And obviously in Milwaukee we have our own FPC, and especially when they first get appointed, they'll come in and learn about what we're doing, and it's shocking that they it always impresses me that they want to learn so much about what we're doing. And obviously, like, you think, well, they should, right? Because they're the FPC. But they're so intrigued by what we do, and they generally care about what we're doing. They want to make sure that we have those resources to do it. And it's humbling. It really is.
I believe it. So I have to ask the question here, and I think Matt got it at the break here. What are you two doing for Thanksgiving?
I am going to, let's see here, well, what day is it today? It's Monday.
It's Monday.
So Wednesday, we're coming in there. Thursday, we're actually going to my brother's house over in Mequon. I got another brother coming up from Chicago. Get everybody all together for that. Can eat the most food. And then the next morning, I don't know why my wife scheduled this, but we have family pictures scheduled at 10 o'clock Friday morning. So between all the food and maybe a little bit too much wine, we're going to see how these pictures turn out. But that'll be kind of a reason maybe to go to bed early.
It sounds like the making of a great Christmas card.
Yeah.
And Matt, you've got a couple little ones too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. A 2 and a 6-year-old. So we have the youngest ones within the family. My brothers have, their kids are a little bit older, which I don't mind getting together for the holidays, because that just means I've built in babysitters.
I like it.
That helps out quite a bit. But it'll be, what, how many of us? Probably 14 of us getting together.
Okay.
So that's a good size group. Yep.
Joe, how about yourself?
I'm working at the firehouse on Thanksgiving.
Work.
So, yep, there's going to be 8 of us that will help throw out the Thanksgiving meal. And it's just like at your own home. It takes all day to prepare a meal that people eat for about 60 seconds of fury.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's this huge mess to clean up. I enjoy being in the firehouse for holidays. I think it's a pretty special time. On the flip side, I do have little ones as well. So, like, that, if there's any downside for me for being in the firehouse on holidays, it's, you know, missing the family. But otherwise, it's a great place to be.
I tell you, I said, I'm going to be thinking about all the firefighters that are out there that are working on Thanksgiving, because you just don't think about that. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about the parade, you think about all these things, making cranberries, doing all this stuff when you're at home. But those folks out here making sure that when we do make those blunders at our own homes of putting the turkey fryer in the garage, because it's
I just watched videos of that yesterday.
They're coming.
Thaw out your turkey.
That's
if you drop that frozen turkey in the fryer, you'll be thinking a lot about your fire department.
I want to tell you.
Right? And you want to keep the grill away from your garage.
Absolutely.
Jane, you know, my career this last 16 years has been in insurance. And I can tell you how many people think it's a good idea to put that turkey fryer in the garage, or bring it into the den because it's warmer and they can be closer to their beer. Or, to your point, that grill next to the garage. I've been to numerous where they've burned down the garage or melted the siding or set a big enough fire and burned down the neighbor's garage, all here in Milwaukee, all here in southeastern Wisconsin. And it'll blow your mind. So everyone out there listening, move the grill. Get 20 feet from any structure.
And thaw your turkeys.
Thaw your turkey. Hot grease. Propane and frozen turkey do not go well together.
Yeah. What could go wrong?
Yeah, Joe does not want to see you tomorrow or on Thursday.
That's right. We want to see Joe, and we want to see everybody out there. Joe, is there anything that the folks out here in Radio Land can do to support firefighters on those holidays? Can they drop stuff off? Can they come see you? Can the kids write cards, draw pictures?
I think all that stuff is super appreciated. I mean, there's never a good deed, right, that isn't well received. If you see your firefighters out, because they're all getting their meals prepped for the next couple days as well, just say hi. You don't have to go as far as say thank you, but just say hi. Engage them.
And question for myself, because I'm always curious. We drop off food at food pantries and all these different places. Can the fire departments accept donations of food in there to stock their pantries and their refrigerators, all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be more awkward than anything because we're just so bad at receiving gifts. I mean, we all are. It's like a common trait. But any act of kindness, like I said, is always well received. And for Thanksgiving, most of those crews are getting their shopping done early so that they don't have to be in the store on the holiday.
Sure.
But again, any act of kindness is always well received.
And we love
it. We appreciate all of them.
I love it. I love it all. Jane, how about you? What are you doing?
We are going to my sister's, and no one in our family likes turkey, so...
Wow. Well, we're going to get to that later. We're going to unpack that later. That sounds a little strange here in Wisconsin, but we're going to go there.
Hey, we've done chili in the past. We've done make your own enchiladas. I'm not a tryptophan fan.
Gravy on top.
You know what, Matt? If my mother were still here, it would be worth it just for her dressing because her dressing was magical.
That's right.
And we've all tried to recreate it, and it's never been done successfully. So. Well,
I got a secret for you, Jane.
Ooh, a secret dressing recipe?
I can't give mine out because it's my grandmother's, and I watched my grandmother make it for all the years that she was alive until she passed away here just a few years ago at 92.
Wow.
And I have been told that I have perfected this better than my aunts and some others, and I will be making it. I will be making it starting Tuesday night, because it's a process.
Yeah, you said you're starting early this year.
That one I have to start. There's an entire day set aside just for the dressing because so much prep. And there are things from yesteryear. You know, I tell people, I'll give you a few of the secrets. So hers is a buttermilk cornbread base, but it's not fresh cornbread. It needs to be at least, it's like a day old French bread. It needs to be a few days old. And hers was always, I always said about a year old, because she'd make cornbread every weekend. And whatever's left over went to a Ziploc bag and went to the deep freezer.
Yeah.
And so it was a collection of all these cornbreads from that cast iron and all these different things. And so I have a little bit of that. I don't have anything stored because my freezer is out on the fritz. So I'm going to make it, but I have to prepare it. And I know how she's going to do it. So if anybody's around, if I find you on Thursday, Joe, I will bring you some of this because we're not going to have a huge meal because it's just my immediate family, wife and the three kids. We'll probably have Friendsgiving with some friends in the neighborhood, but I cook for an army at all times. Anybody that's ever been to my house knows that if you tell me there's five, I'm cooking for 40 so I can feed the firehouse.
That's a labor of love right there.
That's right. Well, we're going to wrap this up here for this hour. We're going to have some more fun later throughout the day, and you're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Call in or text anytime, 844-967-2789, and we'll be back.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Blackshirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Let the music roll. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to the doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to the doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my 2 kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end.
End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com.
All right, welcome back here at the top of the hour. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin in Waukesha, Wausau, Oshkosh, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, and Madison. Today, I'm your guest host back, just like on Friday, Philip Morris filling in for Kristen Bry. And so here this hour, we're going to shift over to some more fun stuff. I gave you a little preview of it on Friday, and I'll tell you, our next guest that you're going to like, he's a real estate extraordinaire, he's a heartthrob, and he's got a last name that you just might recognize, Colin Yelich.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here. This is really cool.
That's awesome. And Matt Holbrook, he is sticking around with us for another hour because these two, as I would say, are some of our local bosom buddies. I see these guys everywhere. They're getting stuff done in between doing work, doing their workouts, serving the community, and doing all kinds of things. I tell you, I don't see too many times when they're not together. So I know when they're not, that means the world must be on fire because they must be going in, you know, two different directions at 1,000 miles an hour. And so, you know, it's obvious here. You've got the famous last name, mm-hmm. Colin. We know why he's here in Wisconsin. Sure. Tell us how Wisconsin got you.
Yeah, so how I came to Wisconsin, actually, is a funny story. You know, pandemic time, 2020 comes around, and he comes up to me and says, hey, what do you think about moving to Wisconsin? Oh, I said, let me think about it. Like, I came here a bunch in 2018, 2019 to watch some baseball and hang out with him. Just him and I are super close just because of that baseball background we both shared.
That's right.
And so, you know, coming out here and visiting, I'm like, all right, Milwaukee's a really cool place. Like, I actually see myself living here. And so I was like, all right, I made the move here. Got my feet wet and settled and helped him through that pandemic year of the 2020 baseball season and, you know, fell in love with the city and the people here.
Where did you move from, Colin?
I moved from Malibu, California, of all places.
Malibu to Milwaukee.
I went straight from the beach right to the snow.
See, there needs to be a line of t-shirts about that or something.
That's a brand coming up right here. As Goes in Wisconsin, from Malibu to Milwaukee. So we're taking it. Kristen, when you get back, we need those live right here.
Yeah, debuting on the show. That's awesome. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. So you came from Malibu. I get so much flack. Mm-hmm. So you've got to get flack from your friends back on the West Coast. I'm from the East Coast. Sure. Moved here, not from Florida, but grew up in from Florida. Mm-hmm. Moved here from Denver, and everybody's like, why would you leave Denver to come here? Why would you leave Florida to come here?
Sure.
And I told people, this is the best kept secret. And so it sounds like you and I are on the same page there.
We are on the same page, exactly. I mean, the funniest thing is like, my friends will come out from Malibu, come and visit me, and have the time of their lives here. They love it.
That's right.
Right? You have good food, you have good bars you can go to, you have great sports, you know, spring, summer rolls around, you have golf, there's things to do, the city's popping. I mean, it's a great place to be.
And it's a lot more affordable.
100% than California. I mean, you probably live like a king coming from California. Orlando's pretty expensive these days. Denver has definitely gone up in price. Mm-hmm. So you can live a completely different lifestyle moving to Wisconsin. And I tell people, I love Chicago. I really do. But Milwaukee is that better looking, you know, little brother, little sister, depending on who you are, without all the other things, the extra. And I said, we have so much to share and so much to give. And so I love hearing another perspective of somebody that came from the outside, mm-hmm. who's not being paid to say it, who's here on their own accord. You're not being held hostage. I was here because by the will of a woman. And so we won't name any names, but that wife there, I said, had we not met, I'd probably still be on the West Coast or on the East Coast someplace else. But, you know, this is a great place. And so you have to tell me, how did the two of you guys meet?
Matt, I think you should take this one here.
All right, I'll go with this one. So Colin was moving to town, and for my business, I definitely lean on a bunch of business partners, whether that be mortgage professionals, real estate agents, attorneys, accountants, you kind of name it. For me, being in the business about 12 years, I want to make sure I'm referring those clients to good people. So Colin over here came and posted something about moving to Milwaukee, and he was starting with his real estate firms. So like most good ways to get a hold of people, you shoot them a DM.
That's right.
And boom, there you are. So he replied back to that one. It's like, all right, it's a little weird, but you want to go golfing, like do something. So we go golfing, and by what, the second or third hole, this guy's giving me so much hell, or it's just like, all right, yeah, this is gonna work, he's a good person, and kind of go from there. But it's, I sent him the first few clients, all the clients loved him, had nothing but good things to say. I work with a lot of physicians, even where they may be a little bit more particular than most. But for him, knocked it out of the park, got it done faster than they wanted him to. So that's when I knew it was going to be a good fit. Plus, he's a good guy to go golf with, hang out with, and just overall kind of be a good buddy. So
that's awesome. I mean, that sounds like the good, you know, TMJ4 special there of the explanation. I want to hear the real story from
The real story is I moved across the country in 7 days, right? So I'm not checking my phone. I'm worried about getting my apartment settled in, getting furniture set up and rolling. You know, it's mid-baseball season too, so I'm helping Christian out with all his stuff he's got going on. So I haven't looked at my phone, and then all of a sudden I have a DM waiting in my inbox from, you know, from Matthew Holbrook. I'm like, who is this guy?
Love it.
And, you know, I checked it out, looked at it, and he goes, hey, you know, I saw you're in real estate. Would you actually drive for work? I go, I'm from California. I can drive everyone anywhere you need me to go. Right. So we ended up linking up that way, playing some golf and having some breakfast. And then just after that, just became really good close friends, but also a great business partner as well.
Oh, that's awesome. It's something that most people, I think, forget is that human connection goes a long way.
Yeah.
That's it. But you won't have that connection if you don't make the effort. You don't have that intention of, let me go and reach out and extend that olive branch. Hey, let's go golf. Hey, let's grab a bite to eat.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go hang out and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And I mean, that's one of the main things that, you know, brought me to Wisconsin is the openness of people here.
That's right.
People are very kind, very, very generous, very open armed to where it's like you can have a general conversation with someone here.
And with anyone.
Right. And it's just because they are good people and they want to just know how your day is.
I tell people, I said, if you want the Wisconsin experience, just take a flight into Milwaukee or into Appleton or Madison at any time. Because my mom she's in the Air Force, has been all across the country, and she always tells me she loves coming here in the winter. She goes, because I get to meet the entire state on one flight coming from Orlando to Milwaukee. Because every person I meet in the terminal, you know, at boarding, the people I'm sitting in my road, they tell me their whole story. She goes, by the time we land, I have invitations to come up to, you know, on Alaska and to Ripon and come meet their friends and family. Come have a drink. Come have an old fashioned. She goes, I don't even know what old fashioned is.
Yeah. But
I'm getting all these invites. People in Wisconsin are so friendly. And I tell people in the Midwest, there's something to be said about that Midwestern value, that hospitality. Mm-hmm. This is really a place of hugs, handshakes, and high fives. Like everywhere you go, people are just happy to see you.
Yeah.
And you don't get that everywhere else.
No, you do not.
That edge of the country, you definitely don't get that.
And it's, for him, I remember we were about like 2-3 weeks meeting a bunch of people. Because for him, it's like, okay, we're going to meet 1,000 people in the next year here. Get you acclimated, and he was all for it. So we're meeting a ton of people, right? And in Wisconsin, when the tab comes, one person just picks it up and pays for it, right?
That's right.
He's like, I haven't paid for anything in about 2 weeks. I'm like, just roll with it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, right? I felt terrible. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah,
this is just a different culture back in California. Like, everyone's like, I ordered this, and this, break it off. Like, so it's all separate. I mean, it just shows like the genuineness of people here, and it always comes full circle. So
it does. It comes back around, and I'm in the same boat as you. I was lucky enough to have friends from all over the country. Yeah. Growing up in Orlando, when the check came, it wasn't even I had this at this. It was like, all right, let's not make any eye contact with anybody. Let's see who's going to reach out first. And in my core circle of friends, it was always, it's round robin. It's, hey, I got it this time. It's going to come back around. I don't care who gets it. You know, we're not going to split hairs.
Yeah.
Here, perfect strangers. I've had that when I first moved here. Lived in Bayview. That was exactly what it was. It was like, oh, no, you know, we got this. I'm like, no. I've got my card's up there. I get my check, and there's nothing on my card.
Uh-huh.
And it's like 4 or 5 other people have picked up every drink or even sometimes food. And it blows my mind. I try to explain that to people that aren't from here.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, they want something. I'm like, no, I'm telling you, they don't.
People
just genuinely want to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Colin, my husband lived and worked in California for a couple of years, and he said the same thing, just about how people were so much different. What I always assumed that everyone in California would be happy and nice because the weather is nice all the time.
Sure. I mean, it's just a little different, right? I mean, you have your pockets of things. I mean, California is just a big hodgepodge of cultures and people and stuff like that. So, I mean, I live in Malibu, right? So it's kind of like a beach town hangout. You kind of get there when you get there, Malibu time type of thing. And people are super laid back and chill. You go down in, you know, Beverly Hills or Hollywood, and it's a totally different scene and totally different atmosphere. And, you know, you can tell just by driving 30, 40 minutes, things change in the areas you go to. And it's just really fun. Funny to see, because, you know, from my baseball career living in Atlanta, I also lived in Florida, you know, I've lived in small towns in Danville, Virginia, like that. So I've been all over the country. So it's super interesting to see it. And Milwaukee's one of a kind to where people are generally just like that, just because of the goodness of their hearts.
It is. It's one of those things where, you know, maybe we don't want everybody to come here because we don't want to give away all the good secrets and have it become something else. But I don't think that could ever be the case, because when you come to, whether you come to Milwaukee, you come out here to Waukesha, you get out to the suburbs, you get out to Madison, you go north, There's so much. Mm-hmm. And so it's funny, my wife is, she's not, wasn't born here, but she's grew up here. She went to UW. She's a Badger through and through. But one of the things that we always come to, it's like, doesn't matter where you go in the state. It's like you've run into a little bit more family somewhere else further along. Yeah. And those people don't forget you. And there's cool things that come from it. You learn, you know, what their local things are, what the local meat shop has, the local cheese shop. Shout out to my father-in-law. I have driven to Newton, Wisconsin, up near Manitowoc, more times than I care to for this one particular meat stick that they have there. And I kid you not, you know, I didn't know there was any difference from being from Florida that you know, meat sticks are different. Like a beef jerky stick is beef jerky. It's like, no. Newton Meat Market is very different. We have these other things. And my father-in-law progressed to tell me they have this one. They'll know what you're talking about. Go get it. It's the one I put peanut butter on. And I was like, weird. I'm not eating that. Let me tell you, something magic happens with this one. You can eat peanut butter on this and it will blow your mind. It will change your life.
What's the brand?
It's their own brand. They make it there in-house. There's no brand. It's Newton Meats.
Interesting.
And okay. It's just, then they have lots of different, you know, wieners and sausages and all these things. But this one is the only one that tastes good with peanut butter. And I've fought with it in my mind and I've tried it. I'm like, I'm going to put peanut butter on a Johnson brat. Nope, don't do it. It's absolutely disgusting. Don't put peanut butter on any other sausage you think of, but something in their spice in their mix.
Yeah, yeah.
It's magic.
What made them think just peanut butter, though?
I have no idea. You know, Bob is Bob.
Okay. All right.
That's awesome.
Bob has, he'll hit some home runs here and there, but that Newton Meats, that Manitowoc sausage there with peanut butter is something serious.
That's a plug.
Yes.
Colin, any Wisconsin dishes that have put you off a little bit or made you raise your eyebrows a little bit?
Oh, man. I'm a big foodie. So, I mean, I eat anything and everything. You leave it in front of me long enough, there's a good chance I'm probably going to eat it.
Done deal.
So, I mean, obviously the big number one thing, first time moving here, everyone's like, oh, you got to have cheese curds.
Of course.
Right. So that was a big staple one. Obviously you have your fish fries on Fridays, you know, so I mean you just acclimate to the culture, you know, cheese curds, fish fries.
I can't get them to like fish fry though. It drives me nuts.
It's got
to
be the right one.
Yeah,
you've had what, four or five?
Yeah, you gotta remember, I come from the West Coast.
He's coming from the coast. He's coming from real fish. I say the same thing.
Yeah, I've been trying for a few years here. So if anybody has any recommendations on that one, then send it over there.
We will have some recommendations because I've got one for you, and I want to know if you've been there, but we'll catch it on the way back from our break. But before we go, just in case those listeners are out there didn't put two and two together, because I know sometimes in radio land, you can't see what we see, and you're hearing what we're hearing. But our guest, Matt Holbrook, and our other guest here in this hour, Colin Yelich. Yes, that is Christian Yelich's little brother?
Younger brother.
All right. I love it. How many years between?
2 years.
2 years between.
Yep.
We're learning things every day. Well, we're going to take this out to make. Jane, you got anything before we get to the break? All right. We're going to wrap this thing up, and we're going to head to the break here. We'll be back. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
partly cloudy overnight with lows around 19. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 42. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows around 24. Mainly sunny skies and calm Wednesday with highs in the mid-40s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
I'm Philip Morris in for Kristen Bry on As Goes Wisconsin. Call or text anytime at 844-967-2789. And so we're going to get back into the show here today. It's our Monday show before Thanksgiving. And so as we talk about these things here with our guests, Matt Holbrook and Colin Yelich, we're going to talk about some of the Thanksgiving traditions, some of these things that you guys are hold near and dear to you. So I'll let you guys tell me about, you know, how you go about Thanksgiving. What goes on in your household?
So, yeah, at the Yelich household here, we do Thanksgiving is one of our big holidays we have with, you know, family and friends coming into town. So, you know, every year this year, this one's a big one. We got 25 people coming to the house.
Wow.
So big family group and friends, but we have a massive spread of food, and it is an all-day eating contest.
I love it.
So it's been this way ever since we've been young kids. You start every single morning. It starts at 8 a.m. sharp, so you got to be down for breakfast, ready to rock. You weigh yourself, right,
okay,
before.
All right.
So, I mean, there's charts and entries everyone's got to write down and in. I was telling my girlfriend this. I was like, look, I know you've never been over for Thanksgiving yet, but it's going to be different than any Thanksgiving you've ever been to.
Wait, I have to stop you. You're going to make your girlfriend weigh herself in front of your entire family?
She's game for it. She's an ex-athlete, and she's has fun with it, and my mom takes part in it, too. So, you know, family traditions, you got to, if you're going to step in, you got to follow family tradition.
You know, Jane, I think this is... by design. I feel like this is how the mom gauges, right?
She's going to weed him out that way?
That's right. Going to weed him out.
Sure.
Oh, they go running, huh? Okay.
Sure,
oh, they came in a miniskirt. I don't think so.
This is like the Yelich, this is the Yelich Thanksgiving gauntlet.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. So like I said, we have fun with it. It's an all day eating fest. My mom and I get in the kitchen early all day and we cook food, and you know, it's just a good time with family and friends, and we all hang out, have good laughs, tell stories from days, and you catch up with your good buddies and your friends. And
what's your special dish, Colin?
Oh, boy. So actually, we're Serbian, so we actually do a lot of Serbian dishes. So one of my favorite things is zelenica and budek, which is a Serbian dish. So zelenica is basically spinach and cheese wrapped in phyllo dough, and you bake it. And budek is kind of similar, same thing. You take, it's spicy hamburger meat, you make your own ingredients, wrap it in phyllo dough, and bake it in like a little log.
Mm.
And it's perfect on a cold day. So, I mean, it's great. You could freeze them and eat them up later. It's a perfect snack, or you can, you know, eat one for lunch. It's great.
Yeah, I'm going to need some of that today.
I'll eat a meat log for a snack here.
Yes. You have the, you're talking,
it's all about the
Wisconsin
gains.
Trinities here, the meats and cheeses.
Yeah.
Jane, did you catch all that?
I did. Those sound really, really good.
My gosh, I got to go hang out with more Serbian neighborhoods. I, you know,
there's a lot
anything
out
in
here.
Anything in phyllo dough, I think, is a win.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So I have to ask in here, who eats more, you or your brother?
So the younger brother.
Yeah, little brother.
Okay. The younger brother eats the most.
All right.
And so, I mean, I feel like I always make a good run at it every year. So, I mean, I think last year, throughout the entire day, I ate 8 pounds of food.
Wow.
Okay, so I was like, I crushed it this year. I got it, right? I go look at his like weigh-in thing. He's at 11.
Oh my gosh.
Right, but I mean, it's unfair. He's 6'5".
This is true.
Ex-Marine, right? So he just eats and eats and eats. And I mean, he's a big kid, but
wow.
Is there a championship belt or something that the winner gets?
It's more just bragging rights within the family. You know, every year comes around, it's like you hold that gauntlet and you hold the title of it. And it's like you kind of have like the little smack talk going into it and whatnot. And I mean, it's just fun. It's just fun with the family and something like we have fun with just being athletic and whatnot. We were all very competitive.
I love it.
So it doesn't matter what it is, if we're running down the street or if it's an eating contest or whatever it may be, we all want to win.
That sounds way cool, man.
So it just makes it fun.
I tried just to gauge kind of how I would compete on this. So I got a scale. So you got to, if you want to do this and kind of challenge his family, you have to buy a scale on Amazon today to make sure it's there by Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh.
So as I'm going through my day, I'm figuring out the different density of foods and what is the best thing to eat. And by the end of the day, I was just hammering pumpkin pie like crazy because that stuff is just like crazy. but I did not feel good for about 2 days after last year. So I don't, they're going to do this on their own. I'm not going to try to compete from afar with those guys.
Well, I'm not going to try to compete at all. Jane, how about you? Are you going to, jump in this fight?
Where I have to weigh myself in front of a bunch of strangers? Not in this lifetime.
That is hilarious. And so, you know, you've been doing this your whole life.
Yeah, whole life, ever since I was a young kid. So
That sounds like an awesome tradition. A, I might have to steal parts of that. I don't know that I could get my wife to jump on a scale, let alone any of her sister or anybody else in there. But it sounds like maybe I could get them to weigh the food.
Yeah.
And try it that way.
Weigh the food, do it that way. But I mean, like I said, I'm in the kitchen. So like I'm cooking up and eating. So it's an all day eating fest. So like I said, it's just eat as you want. You can graze however fast you want. Like my brother will eat a huge breakfast with it and then he'll go and work out and do his workouts for the day, come back, eat more, and then like just keep working out, run around. Younger brother, same way.
So just, I mean, fuel.
Just fuel. Just go.
I love it. Oh my gosh. So as we talked about, you talked about the kind of the traditions of getting together and, you know, seeing each other and having this time. You know, we're talking about Thanksgiving this week. And we're talking about all these different pieces. The night before Thanksgiving, you know, I didn't know this coming from the East Coast because I didn't really think, and I look back, I don't think that my friends did this, where they all got together the night before and went, say, you know, to the end of the earth sometimes. I said, because my wife introduced me that when I got here, we were at Madison with her friends that she grew up with, and I'm like, you do what? I'm like, I would get home, you know, the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's okay, sit down. We're watching something on TV together. She's like, no, it's like 4 o'clock. We're going to meet the friends. We're headed to the tavern. We're going to the village bar. We're going to wherever.
That's a big Wisconsin thing.
Is it? Okay.
Surprisingly, it's not, though, because it happens in California as well.
Do they? Okay. So,
Wisconsin and California coexist.
Yeah. All right. So it's actually really funny. We all go to the same little bar in town, and it's like a huge reunion.
That's
you
right.
see everyone you went to high school with, elementary school, and you just catch up with everybody. It's like the craziest thing.
It's so foreign to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I don't know why. It's just like, that wasn't our normal thing. But also, we also didn't drink as much as we drink in Wisconsin, in Orlando.
Oh, that's another thing, too. I didn't either.
Oh, man. Jane, have you always done this?
It's been a tradition for as long as I can remember.
Wisconsin traditions, folks. I love this.
Definitely.
This my first year in Milwaukee, we went to a place called Molly Cool's over right downtown. I don't remember that place.
Yep.
And they had an oyster eating competition. So I had been eyeing that thing up for a few weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just started dating my wife. And I was like, hey, so I signed up for this thing. Here we go there. And she's like, well, how many are you going to eat? And I'm like, however much it takes. So long story short, 7 minutes later, I ate 187 oysters and became the Oyster King of Milwaukee. So that was the day before Thanksgiving.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Here, we're going to go to the break here. You heard from the Oyster King of Milwaukee, Matt Holbrook, learning things every day. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Hi, it's Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, inviting you to catch our coverage of this year's 2022 Waukesha Christmas Parade, Sunday, December 4th. The coverage starts at 3, the parade starts at 4. We'll be live in front of the Walk Radio studios talking to the marchers, the participants, the fans, and all the people that make this parade in this community a very special place. Waukesha Christmas Parade, covered here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around. And I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding. Whoa! Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Snarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. And I'm your host, Philip Morris, back at it again for Kristen Bry. And so this Thanksgiving week, we're going to continue to talk turkey, literally talk turkey. And you just heard from our wonderful guests, Colin Yelich and Matt Holbrook, about some of the things that they do there. But one of the things I want to jump into is some interesting things here when we get to talking about Thanksgiving foods across Wisconsin. Jane, do you eat anything weird? You told me you don't like turkey.
We don't like turkey.
But do you eat any weird things?
No. I mean, and my father was a pickled herring person.
Nope, not doing it.
Yeah, which, no, that's not happening. And, no. I'm a food chicken.
Okay.
Whereas there are people who are really brave eaters. That is not me.
See, that would be me. I'm a foodie. I've been around the world to many countries. I will eat the street meat. I'll eat the random thing that was on a grill on a stick because it smelled good. I will follow my nose most times. I'm not eating gefilte fish. I'm not going to do the cannibal sandwiches and all these other things I've heard.
Lutefisk?
The lutefisk. I said
Norwegian over here.
I'm going to pass on those. I'm going to have a hard pass. My nose, my taste buds can't get me past some of those things. But I wanted to talk about things. I came across this article that basically took the data side. The 10 of the weirdest foods that are the most Googled Thanksgiving recipes by state. And so I have to give you these. And I want to know if any of
I'm
you.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah. If you guys have had these, I need to know about them. So Nevada and Wyoming, frog eye salad. Have you ever heard of this?
Frog eye?
I've had frog legs.
I've had frog legs, yeah.
I like frog legs, but I don't know about the frog eye salad. And I'm like, gotta pass.
Yeah, I think I'm a hard out on that one.
Matt, are you in?
I'm not doing that one.
Jane, are you in? Well, we know Jane's not in.
No. Not a chance.
What about in the Dakotas? North and South Dakota have a Snicker salad, which I did find after searching that one. That is in many states, but it's very, very popular in those two states.
It's really good.
Like actual Snickers?
Tell me, what is
Snicker, Snicker salad? It's super easy, you guys. So you take Granny Smith apples, the green ones, and you get a vanilla pudding mix and Snickers bars, and you cut up the apples. And you slice up the Snickers bars, and you make the pudding, and you throw in some Cool Whip, and you swirl it all together, and there's your Snickers salad.
Okay.
It's so good.
That does sound kind of good.
And you can throw walnuts in.
I'm in. You had me at
Snickers bars. You
know,
you can throw walnuts in or extra peanuts in sometimes.
I feel like I've had something like this, but not the Snickers.
Yeah. Or red grapes. Yeah. Red grapes is real good in that.
We do something at our house. It's called mishmash. It's kind of similar to that.
Okay. We're getting closer. How about pig pickin' cake from North Carolina? This was one that I had to basically have it take a look and said, yeah, no, not eating the pig picking cake. Because it's all the parts, it seemed like, of the pig that you're probably not going to eat. And they literally make a cake out of it, batter it all, and then put it all together. I'm like, no. I was thinking maybe it was like a pulled pork sandwich of some sort. Not
quite. I'd try it.
Well, what is it? Menudo? They put tripe in there, which is pig intestine.
Not eating that either. I've tried it. I've tried menudo. But I'll pass.
My wife's the least adventurous eater, and she'll eat that. It's okay. Like, I don't get it.
In Illinois, they like the Hawaiian salad. And that one I didn't know. I have to do some more research on the Hawaiian salad. And so you guys have some ties and know about Chicagoland. Have you had that or heard of that one?
I've had Malort from Chicago.
I will pass on the Malort.
That is probably Malort. I remember my
one
first.
Of the single worst things I've ever drank ever.
Delicious, wasn't it?
Oh, it was not delicious. No. You guys like, you got to have this shot of Malort. You're here in Wisconsin now. You got to try it. I'm like, all right. And I was like, all right, this is not it.
I have never heard of that. What is that?
Have you not had Malort?
No.
Good. That means you will live longer and you will not regret ever tasting or trying this.
I'll send a bottle here for next week and you can try it with Kristen when she's back.
Perfect, Matt. Perfect.
Okay. In Kansas, they have cream cheese corn, which I have a recipe that's similar, but it's more of a corn casserole.
I'm in.
I had something like that at Friendsgiving where I couldn't figure it out. It felt like it was kind of like cornbread. It was corn, and then it had the
corn and stuff. And that's pretty close. That's close to what I will send you with mine.
Okay,
I already know mine is good. And then from all my good friends, because I have a lot of good friends, extended family in Kentucky, the chess bars or chess pie. Have you had this, Jan? I know you might like this one.
It sounds vaguely familiar. Can you explain a little bit more?
So a chess pie, I don't know what the base of it is. I said it's kind of custardy. It's warm. It's just delicious. It tastes like, if you close your eyes and think about Kentucky, what that would taste like, that's chess pie. Don't know what that means to everybody, but that's to me. I'm like, hey, certain things just feel just right. It wouldn't feel right here in Wisconsin, but it feels right in Kentucky.
Is there chocolate in it?
Yeah, is there like, in my head, I'm with chicken right now.
You might have sold me on the name just to try it.
You know what? I will make that this week. I will deliver it to both of you. Jane, I will stop by and drop off some chess pie.
Chess pie?
I will get a recipe from one of my Kentucky friends.
He owes Milwaukee so much food right now between the fire department and us over here.
If you can see the amount of things that are on my kitchen counter on the island right now that have to be prepared this week.
All right.
We're in.
Same here.
Cranberry relish. This is an Alaskan favorite. And I'm not a huge fan of cranberries. I know we are in the cranberry state.
Yep.
And Matt, you do cranberry, sounds
I
like.
I do. It's my signature dish. And everybody thinks it's not that good where you go to a party. It's like, here's the canned stuff. Mm-hmm. And they have mine. And they like it.
Maybe I'll have to try it that way.
Do you put a little orange in it, Matt?
A little bit of orange zest, yes. And then some people want, what the heck is it?
The tang.
Yeah, for that. Mm-hmm. And then fresh squeezed orange juice. I go just a little bit. But then I also put some bourbon in there, too.
That's why everyone likes it.
Now, really, homemade cranberry relish is greatly underappreciated.
I agree, and I started about 4 years ago, and now everybody wants it. It's like, all right.
I have to know, what do I do? Because I grew up, cranberry, you cut the ends off the can, you shake the weird jello out, the little log with the lines on it from the can or on the plate, and they slice off of that. That's all I've ever known.
It's not. Cranberry. I'll bring you some of mine, and I know you're going to bring these dishes that take 3 days. I'm going to bring you something that took me 10 minutes.
I love it.
But it's really good, especially the next day when you make those Thanksgiving sandwiches. You put that's some on there.
Ah, yummy.
I love it.
It's the umami between the sweet and then the salty, all that stuff.
And then this one, these last two, I had no idea what they were. Still don't know what they are. I have to look one of them up. In Indiana, persimmon pudding. And I don't know what a persimmon is.
I think it's a spice, isn't it?
Jane, have you had this? Do you know about this?
I have not.
We're going to have to look this one up. But apparently in Indiana, that is their favorite. And then in South Carolina, pineapple casserole, which sounded great to me. I don't know why. I love pineapple. So I'm like, I'm going to get down with that.
Yeah.
And from the Google images, it looks pretty good. And so I was like, all right, South Carolina, we're on. There's a reach. I'm starting to find, looking at the map by region.
Yeah.
Like, all right, this food looks really good. This food looks really bad. Let's go stay away from
these Florida. Stay out of Florida, right?
Persimmon is a fruit.
Persimmon's a fruit. Okay.
It's a fruit.
We're gonna find out and see what I enjoy. If you could see my cookbook collection, I'm in another life. I said I am the reincarnation of Anthony Bourdain mixed with like Wayne Brady and somebody else. Because I have comedy and humor, but this salty kind of chef's attitude.
Yeah.
I just love food and I love creating. I don't need a recipe.
Are you gonna put that on your Instagram this week then?
You know, I have too many things already on my Instagram. You know what? I will put pictures. I will put it on my Instagram if Colin will put live video of them eating and the things that go on in this kitchen.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. I mean, every year it's so funny. It's I'll send him pictures of like the plates I'm eating. And it's a tradition every year. Everyone takes a picture of their first plate. And I sent a text to him last year and he goes, "Dear God."
Because by 1 o'clock, it's like, how are you still eating right now?
Stretch your pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Stretch your pants and Tums.
Oh, yeah. Our Thanksgivings aren't, you don't come dressed up. Come in sweatpants and a hoodie. Just like hang out, relax, and enjoy yourself and eat.
You know, isn't that one of the best things about that holiday, though?
That's right.
Thanksgiving. There's no pressure for gifts. There's no... It's just, let's hang out and have some good food and make each other laugh.
You know, is it... And because COVID has been here, we had that kind of lockdown period where we didn't get to go all the places and see everything that we wanted to see for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But in the South... Thanksgiving's kind of rotational. You start, you have it, somebody hosts, it's in your home, but we were always moving. We was like, all right, now at this 3 o'clock, we're going to go over to the Finleys. Mm-hmm. And then at this hour, we're going to go over here. And then for dessert, we're going to go over here. Do they do that in Wisconsin? Kind of a progressive dinner where just, instead of just being at your house, do people continue to move throughout the day to additional dinners?
I haven't heard of it at all. Okay. And that just sounds like a high risk of people drinking too much and driving around.
This is probably a fact.
So maybe that's a thing for that.
Well, maybe you could walk.
Walking's fine. Yeah, but it's for me, I never left Thanksgiving. Once I'm there, I'm not leaving Thanksgiving.
All right. Okay.
I mean, for us, you have so much food, there's nowhere else you need to be.
Yeah.
So
we'll go outside and play football and do those things.
There you go.
That's about the most. Or basketball.
I think 1 year after we did our eating contest, we did a volleyball match, which was... pretty dangerous to do.
With the sheer amount between 8 pounds and 11 pounds and however many pounds of food that you guys are eating, I can't imagine jumping.
No.
it wasn't the best idea, but someone got the idea like, oh, let's play volleyball. And it's like, you got the whole family there. So everyone's like, all right, let's do it.
Oh my goodness. Like, Jane, what do you do after dinner? When dinner's said all said and done?
We will usually go for a walk.
Okay. I think that's pretty common. My father-in-law, that's kind of his thing. Hey, let's all get up and go walk the neighborhood and say hi to meet the neighbors and see who's visiting who.
Who's got the Christmas lights up already? And because I have neighbors already who are full decked out with Christmas lights.
Oh,
that's so crazy.
All ablaze, I know.
I can't do it. I refuse to do it. My wife, if she's listening, she's probably shaking her head right now because she knows my rule that I've pushed onto the kids. We don't talk about Christmas. We don't do anything Christmas. We're not singing Christmas songs until the day after Thanksgiving. I want to enjoy the whole season. And I don't know about you, all of you here. Mm-hmm. I said, but I feel like we went from Halloween straight to Christmas. Like, people forgotten about Thanksgiving. We have this,
Mariah Carey's just singing her,
I can't do it.
Come on.
I can't do it. I went to stop by a Walgreens and get outside, and Walgreens in our neighborhood is right next to a Syndic's, Metcalf's, not Syndic's, and they were the day before, it was pumpkins outside, and all the Halloween decorations, and literally that next morning, all Christmas. Wreaths and trees, the entire store. I'm like, what just happened?
Everything smells like cinnamon.
Yes. It's like, where did the turkey decorations go? Where are the things for Thanksgiving? And, it's one of the reasons why when I agreed to host the show, I said I wanted to have that day, one of these days before Thanksgiving, because I wanted to have a Thanksgiving show so that way we could talk about the getting together part, giving back, these things that, we did in the first hour and talked with Joe, and we're talking with you guys here. You guys are doing some awesome things out here. You're always, when I do see you, you're always giving back. You're always looking for these things. I said, I stalk you both now. And because you're doing such good things, it makes me feel better to say I can do more because there are other people that think the way that I do that want to do more. Yeah. It's not, I have to do this because I need these hours because I need to check this thing off. It's actually get around like-minded people that really care about giving back to the community. Whether it's Echelon Milwaukee and Matt, I know you guys have been a part of these things or doing things with the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. What's next for you guys? What's next on the plate here for between Thanksgiving and Christmas that you guys are going to be working on?
Actually, with us, we're actually putting on a huge gala for children. Actually, we're trying to raise a bunch of money to actually go fix up baseball fields in communities all around Wisconsin, refurbish the fields, the dugouts, get kids equipment, all that. So that's my next big project that I'm going to be working on with my family and all that. So
just sign me up. I'm there. I'm there to support in any way I can. I'm good at finding money. I'm good at getting people to come together. Matt, how about yourself?
Yeah, and I'll help this guy out with that as much as I can and do those things, but it's more of just finding things that people do in the area that kind of engage you. So for me, even like Joe, when I met Joe, he's just more captivating, and the person that is there is kind of what drew me into it more than anything. So with all the charitable things that we do within Milwaukee, it's what kind of got me into it first and foremost was a lot of people are writing checks or just giving money, things like that. Mm-hmm. I want to get involved, use my hands, you know, be with those people. Because through all the things that we do in those events, that's when the good things happen. So that's, you know, Joe getting involved with him, and he's like, hey, you need to get a team together to pull a fire truck. It's like, all right, I don't know the first thing about that, but I trust you, so I'll get involved. And that turned out to be one of the best events ever. We even had one guy not show up. He was stuck at the athletic club. I'm looking around because we knew we needed one guy more on the team. And then Steve Novak's over there. I'm like, hey, Steve, I need you to pull a fire truck. He's like, how long do I have to stretch? I'm like, 15 seconds. He just looks at me like he's crazy or like I'm crazy. He comes over, starts pulling the fire truck with us. And then it's just more of, that's the most Milwaukee thing ever. A guy that used to play in the NBA, just sitting there hanging out. We can ask him, hey, come pull a fire truck with me for charity. And he'll do it without even blinking.
I love it. I love it. You know, we get to this time of year and, you know, we're looking for things, and, you know, we've got young children, and we want to make sure that they grow up in that space of wanting to give back, you know, give back in their classroom, give back in the community with their friends, but making it about more than just themselves. And so we try to find the same opportunities to mm-hmm. have an experience. Don't just write a check. Don't just go in the piggy bank and say, hey, I did this, now I'm done. Yeah. It's make it a part of who you are.
Yeah, get involved.
That's right. And so, audience, you're listening out there, said get involved. Feel free to reach out and connect with, you know, all of us. I said, but there are a lot of things that you can do out here in this season of giving, and we're going to talk about some more fun things, and we'll be back after this break. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 19. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 42. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 24. Daytime highs approaching 46. Wednesday, under mainly clear skies. 48 Thursday, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 21 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
If you're feeling kind of lonely and you feel you need a pal, have a good old-fashioned cocktail with a good old-fashioned gal.
While you right. tell her and we are back travel. Here. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Waukesha, Wausau, Oshkosh, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, and Madison. And we're talking here, Thanksgiving week, we're talking turkey, giving thanks and giving back. And we've talked about some wonderful things. We've had some really good guests, and we still have two of them here, Matt Holbrook and Colin Yelich. And it sounds like, Jane, we got somebody that has a mutual disdain for turkey. Is
we
that right?
We do, and he's been waiting a really long time. Oh. Jeff is on the phone from Milwaukee. Tell me, Jeff, why you don't like turkey like I don't.
Well, I'm afraid of turkeys when I see them trying to surround me when I walk near the lakefront. That's probably a start. But it goes back to when I had to go through my wife's family's gauntlet before she was my wife.